Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Poo. We've got human poo
oh
on the floor.
Hello and welcome back to On the Sofa with me, Jack P. Shepherd, and Ben Price. Day five of us talking about everything Big Brother related, aren't we? Our friend, our co-host, Colson Smith, is still currently in the Big Brother house. He's doing well. He's not been nominated yet. And we've just watched another live nominations, haven't we? It wasn't live, was it? It was a nominations, wasn't it? They all sat round and nominated.
They all sat round. So we saw a bit on Sunday, didn't we?
Mm.
Is it day five or day six?
Well, it don't matter. I just pick a number now, and I don't think anyone's going to write in.
I'd love that. People listening, and they go, I'm sure it's day seven, day three.
Don't matter.
And come
don't
back.
Matter.
It doesn't matter. Fucking doesn't matter. We saw a bit of the weekend Sunday, didn't we, where they did the cop shop.
That was a great task.
That was a great task, and I'd fancy that.
I'd fancy that one.
Just for shits and giggles,
yeah.
It'd be brilliant.
Because I imagine that took all day, because that's what you want, because the boredom.
Yeah. And then you had the secret task, I thought, that's mint.
That was good.
It's a bit of a sort of home run for Colson there, because he's PC Tinker.
Yeah, well, that's what he thought. And then
that's what he thought.
They gave him the pie.
They gave him the pie and gave, who was the head of?
Lauren.
Head of police. And then tonight, we had a weekend off. And then tonight we had nominations, and it was a bit of a tricksy tricks because Sharon got to watch them all. That's where we were. Colson, no votes.
No votes again. Not single
I think
vote.
He's a win. I think it's a win now. If you were betting now, I think you're into top two, top three.
Who else? There's a few that have not had a nomination. I don't think. Is it Nikita?
He's not. Bradley has.
Bradley has, because Louis always votes for him.
Louis just votes for him just because. He's just got it into his head now.
He's not talented.
Who else? Is Ekansu? No, she has.
No, she has. Broadway girl. I've forgotten her name again. Alexa. Thank you, Alexa. Marisha. That's her name.
She hasn't either.
She hasn't.
Well, there you go. That's your top three.
Yeah, three haven't, I think.
We called it. So, awkward on the nominations, because I feel like, oh, bit of a twist. Lewis got nominated. Lewis
he
got
did. Nominated. He did. Me and Ben have decided. Right. This is a private joke now. Me and Matt, we're going to let you in on it. I was texting Ben about people who were up for nomination, blah, blah, blah. And I said, oh, he's up in it, Lewis. And Ben was like, who the fuck's Lewis? And I went, oh, sorry, I meant Louis. But from then on, just as a gag, because it's amused us, we call
because they
him
couldn't
Lewis.
Remember Colson's names, and now it's like, oh, okay, it's just make-up name day.
Yeah.
We just get to make up whatever names we want. So now it's stuck in our group chat. It's stuck, isn't it? He went to bed for the whole of the police.
I'd have been fuming.
Fuming.
Fuming. How can he just, like, fuck off to bed?
The boys in blue there, they're doing the best crime fighting, and he went, oof,
fuck
a bit
off.
Tired. I just go to bed,
went
actually.
To bed.
With the lights
kept
on.
Kept his uniform on. And she had to come in, chief cop, and go,
Lewis, I mean, you're gonna have to get up. And he was like, oh.
It's so bizarre. It's so bizarre. You're playing a game. And one of you's in bed and the rest of you are pretending to be police because a clown's being killed.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre. So the nominations went up. The people who were nominated were...
Loddon, Lewis and...
ZZ. And then Sharon...
Had to serve.
Had to save one.
And we're all going. Home run for Louis. He's saved, isn't he?
Louis safe. That's it. But no, no one saw the twist. ZZ saved Lewis for the pie.
Yeah, and then she added Fern in for the...
She had to replace ZZ with Fern, who looked upset, to be fair.
Yeah, but I mean, fucking hell. Every day it's upset Fern, isn't it? I mean, it's like, come on.
It is a bit, isn't it?
It's a bit, oh, God, shall I put kettle on? Oh, are you going to cry? You know what I mean?
It's a bit, ooh. You'd be tired, wouldn't you? I think by the end of it, you'd go, oh, come on, just vote. Doesn't matter. Don't vote. No, just vote. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Just say it to my face. Don't even go in the diary room. Just say it to my face. That would be much better. I thought Sharon, fair play.
She's got balls.
She stood up and direct to their face went, it's you. I'm saving you. And I'm giving you the pie. And this is why. And I thought, fair enough. I think all nominations should be like that, to your face. You sit in a circle and you've got to give it the beans. You've got to look at them directly and go, I'm voting you out, Jack.
No, but people would hide. So I think people would give shit excuses.
Ah, so it's better to be in a diary room.
Where you think you're safe.
But they're not safe now. They know it.
Not now, when they think fucking someone can just watch and then just, they can put it on a TV screen.
Sharon said, oh, I'm just going to go to bed. I'm going to have a shower. Then she watched it.
Yeah.
I tell you what, it's compelling telly.
I think it's a nostalgia thing, isn't it? Well, it is for me. In our house, it is. So we it's sort of like we've gone back like 20 years.
Yes, I see what you mean.
Because that's sort of like when it was big and it was on. And the ad breaks and all that and like getting up and...
Making a cup of tea.
I can't pause it.
No?
I can't, but it's live, you know, it's on.
It's live, you're on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nostalgic, but it's also like... I don't think either of us have ever watched anything all the way through. And you sort of get invested.
Yeah, because it's every ep I have to watch.
Yeah. You sort of get invested in their little stories, don't you? It's kind of weird. But now, this was massively, massively popular before, which was Questions from the Floor.
Oh,
thank you. Jack's pointed out, can you follow us?
Yeah.
On the podcast, isn't it? Follow us. Do follow.
Don't subscribe. Follow. No.
Follow. He told me off. So, yeah, loads of listening. It's great. I'm glad you're sticking with us. But here we go. It's questions from the listeners. I'm going to go straight off with Finn. Based off first impressions, who do you think is going to be in the top three, Jack?
I think you're going to have to go for them three that aren't nominated.
Yeah.
Because in order for the public to have a stab, they need to be up.
Yeah.
And so far... If anything doesn't change, them three haven't received a single nomination yet, to my knowledge.
I don't think they have. They come over very well. I like them. Quite a few people on Instagram. What do you think to Coulson not being picked as the police chief? He looked so disappointed.
Well, yeah, because they were already reading the what roles everybody was going to do, didn't they? Because it was police. Coulson was like,
it's going to be me. That's me.
That's me. Give me the ball. Police.
I'll be the captain.
No, you're doing fuck all.
You're doing fingerprints, which was dry ass, wasn't it?
Picking up fingers, and he didn't find a single one.
No.
Ekin Sue found them all.
True to form, PC Tinker couldn't find the clue. But I did think, God, it's a funny thing. He dresses up as a policeman at work and then he goes on Big Brother and dresses up as a policeman.
He was in the same suit on tonight's Curry, just before the act. He had the same forensic suit on.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. Going into Lauren Bolton's flat and like doing a UV light on the wall looking for blood, and he had the same bloody costume on as what he did the night before on Big Brother. I was like, that's mad. How have they timed that?
Yeah. That's like the world eating itself. It's like you're in the Truman Show.
Yeah.
Looking out, looking in. Sarah, if you could say one thing to Coulson, off what you've seen? This is a good question.
Good one. Good
if,
one.
If you could say one thing to Coulson of what you've seen so far, what would it be? I think he's doing very well.
You're doing great. You're doing really
you're
good.
You're doing great. Come over. Really come good. Over nice. Keep nice. Keep nice.
Speak to everyone.
Yeah.
Get along with everyone, which he is doing.
Ooh. We did have the first shopping list. I didn't see him. There was lots of sausages and pizzas.
There was lots of David.
Yeah, saying 12 of that, please.
I want lots of meat.
But I felt for Coulson there. I'm thinking, I hope he's all right with that. But I think he's playing a blinder.
Mm.
Mad Cow on IG. Do you think this experience will change Coulson in any way?
No.
No. Jake Hardy, do you think Coulson is going to whip out a conundrum in the house? He'd be up for eviction.
A would you rather?
A would you rather's good.
I'm sure they've done a few would you rathers. A conundrum? A Coulson? I don't think
a Coulson conundrum. Try and get everyone to sing. A bit like Fern. No, no, thank you. Gaz, if Coulson was told he could bring one of you into the house, who would he choose? Good question, Gaz.
I don't think he'll pick you, Ben, because I think if he picked you, you could win. I think he would pick me because he knows I 100% wouldn't win. Therefore, Coulson might.
Why do you think you wouldn't win? I think you'd be strong.
Not a fucking prayer. Not a prayer, mate. Not a prayer.
Tell
not
me.
A prayer. No, I'd talk piss to me someone off. It. I'd piss someone off. I'd say something and someone wouldn't find it funny. They'd get really offended by it.
Yeah, but the audience would save you.
No, because of how it's edited, I'd look like a bad guy.
Oh, I see, I see.
Think so, yeah.
I've got you. I like your thoughts there. I don't know who you'd pick. I think he'd know it'd be hard for both of us. I think he'd know it would be a tricky number to get one of us in that house. I think I'd go silent, Jack.
Yeah.
I think I'd be utterly silent for 3 weeks. Ben is in the diary room seeing nothing.
Again.
Again. 24 hours, Ben is still washing up. It would be that, wouldn't it? It would be that. You know, they complain about not cleaning up the house.
That's all I do. That's all I do. Pastime.
Pastime. Clean. Let's get the rotor going. I'm on it. Let's get something going. Let's move. Come on.
Mm.
Let's not just sit around. Right. Oliver, did Coulson's nominations surprise you?
No. No. What? Who did he vote for again?
He voted for Lauren because she didn't know his name.
Yeah, and it kind of stopped their growth as
as friends.
Conversation, becoming as friends, weren't they? Kind of, there was nothing there then. The only
yeah,
sort
and
of,
I get that.
I get that, done.
I think it's legit.
And then
Louis for going to bed.
Louis for fucking going to bed for an all up for out alt task. I'd be like, straight off, we're not having that. Someone's just decided to go, I'm not taking part in task that we've all got. And I just love that he was still in his uniform. The sleeping policeman. I loved it.
What made me laugh, I was thinking, how long has it been? It can't have been that long and you've gone...
I'd fully gone.
I'm going to have a little sleep. I've just eaten the breakfast you've cooked. And I don't want
and
to
he gets
this
up
aspect.
Late. He gets up late, doesn't he?
Oh, does he?
Mm.
Does the alarms go off? You've got to get up, haven't you? You've got no choice.
Well, the lights come on, don't they?
So tomorrow, day whatever it is for us,
yeah,
and everyone listening back at home, it's the eviction, is that right?
I think so, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, I think so. I think they get evicted tomorrow night.
Ah, mint.
Tuesday, that is. Might so be. It's probably tonight.
Oh, they'll already know. Big deal. Who's going, Jack? Who's going? This is how we're going to round it off today.
For me, it's Lauren. I think she was up last time, and luckily she had Gary in there, who lives next to her. And but yeah, who's she up against?
She's up against Louis and Fern.
No chance. Also, for as much of a bit of a shit Louis's been, a little bit, you've got to keep him in. Because he's a shit stirrer and we need them. You can't get rid of them. Because if you get rid of the stirrers, there's no shit to go round. Do you know what I mean? And then we're just left with... I mean, it wouldn't be a great house if we're just left with nice people. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. You need a stirrer.
It's going to be a long 3 weeks, kids. We need a couple of them in.
We so need don't the drama.
Think, oh, they're nasty. No, keep them ones in.
No, keep
but
them.
But Lauren's had a bit of a run now. Come on.
Come on now. Wouldn't it be funny if that's how they did it?
If someone just came on with an hook.
Yep, here we go. You're off. Thank you. No, let's not chat about it. Let's get going now. Like the pub shut and the lights have come on. Like, there we go. Yeah. No, it's over now. Let's move on. Well, join us back here tomorrow where we'll be talking all things. But actually, you should do that bit. You need to sign us off because you're the anchor, not me.
So yeah, join us tomorrow where we'll be talking all things eviction. Who goes? You decide. Night-night.
Night-night.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.